Boys and girls, it's time for Santa's Mailbag on WESB
1490 AM
and B107.5 FM.
We're here to read Santa's letters from the magic mailbox at Toji's Substation, East Main Street in Bradford.
Here's Santa!
Welcome, boys and girls. Santa here with my trusted elves, Tinsel, Gruffy, Sparkle, Joy, and Clyde.
Hello, everyone. Today we learned a very important lesson about reading labels.
Oh, man, do we have to tell this story?
Yes, Gruffy. It's actually pretty funny.
What happened?
Gruffy wrapped toys in the wrong paper.
Okay, so we have like a million rolls of wrapping paper in the gift wrap room, right? I was supposed to wrap all the boy toys in the blue paper with snowmen on it.
But Gruffy didn't read the labels carefully.
I grabbed what I thought was the snowman paper, but it was actually the princess and unicorn paper.
So now we have 200 monster trucks and construction vehicles wrapped in sparkly pink paper with princesses on it.
In my defense, it was dark in the storage room.
Actually, it looks kind of cool. Boys can like princesses too.
Clyde's right, and girls can like monster trucks. So we decided to just leave it.
It's a good reminder that all toys are for everyone, no matter what the wrapping paper looks like.
Yeah. Plus, I wrap them really well, like professionally.
That's a wonderful attitude. Ho, ho, ho. What else happened today?
I finished 140 fashion dolls and board games for families.
We completed 190 coloring books and paint sets.
I built all kinds of remote control toys and electronics and teaching toys.
Well, besides my wrapping adventure, I made remote control helicopters and fed the reindeer. Dancer tried to eat the wrapping paper.
Speaking of wrapping, Mrs. Claus wrapped up some cinnamon rolls for everyone.
Delicious!
Well, we have a bunch of letters to get to. They all showed up all at once at the North Pole Post Office. Let's wrap up all the boys and girls' letters from Ms. Klopp's class and the other letters that came in yesterday. And remember, boys and girls, get your letter to the magic mailbox at Toji's Substation on East Main Street. All right, this one's from Bodie, who's 8 years old. Dear Santa, thank you for all the presents you gave me. I have been good this year. Maybe I can have something special. Oh, Bodie, no doubt that you have been great this year and absolutely deserve something special this Christmas. Colton writes in, Dear Santa, Colton's 9 years old, this year I want a Nintendo 3D Dragons, Robux, V-Box, Razor, Stuffy, a cart, fidgets, a BB gun, Squishmallows, Nike clothes, Air Jordans, whoa, fancy shoes there, a corgi, the dog, a corgi, whoa, have to ask your family about that to bring a pet into your life. That is a fantastic thing, but also a very big responsibility. Oh, and Colton says, a lot of candy, too. Thank you for reading my letter. I will leave carrots for the reindeer and cookies for you. Love, Colton, age 9. Thanks for the letter called Merry Christmas, and thanks for thinking of me and the reindeer. Next up is Anthony, who is 9 years old. Dear Santa, I want to see my dog for 24 hours, and her name is Momo, and my mom and dad and siblings to see him too. Anthony, whoa, but your dog will always be a part of you. If you see him or not, family members are always going to be in your heart. Merry Christmas, Anthony, and I hope you have a magical Christmas. Next up, Matthew, who's 9 years old. Dear Santa, may I have a bell? I want to know if I believe. And a gaming setup, please. That's all I want. Okay, Matthew. Merry Christmas. Thanks for writing in. And I hope you have a magical Christmas indeed, and we'll see about getting you that bell. Dear Santa, I want for Christmas is a gas dirt bike so I can go and ride with my cousins. Oh, that one's from Jason. Wow, Jason, that's a very great thing to do, to ride with your cousins on a dirt bike. But remember to be safe and always wear protective gear, including a helmet. So Jason, who's 10 years old, would like that dirt bike. Ho, 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 ho. Well, you have a very Merry Christmas and enjoy your cousins, dirt bike or not. Ho, 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 ho. Clayson writes in, who's 10 years old. Dear Santa, I would like an RC car. Oh yes, the radio-controlled cars are very fun indeed. I would like the new game 2K26 NBA. Oh yes, always a popular one, the NBA and the sports games. I would like a PS5. Well, those are very fancy indeed. I would like a new basketball hoop and basketball bag. And I would like a new ball pump. Wow, it sounds like we have a basketball fan here. Ho, 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 Clayson, you have a very Merry Christmas, and we'll see if we can get you the games and the basketball stuff for the RC car. Tanya writes in, who's 10 years old. Dear Santa, and what beautiful penmanship you have, Tanya. Dear Santa, I wish you a Merry Christmas. Oh, well, thank you, Tanya. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas, too. She says, I really want a phone for Christmas, and I really want a VR headset, too. I really don't care what you give me for Christmas, but please get me a phone and a VR headset. Oh, as long as those two make the under the tree, you're going to be okay, huh, Tanya? And there's one thing for Christmas, a tiny robot friend. But you have a wonderful Christmas, Santa, love, Tanya, who's 10 years old. Thank you so much for writing in. Daisy is next, also 10 years old. Dear Santa, and it looks like a list of I wish for a new phone. I wish to have new shoes. I wish for a Nintendo Switch, too. I wish for outfits. I wish for a notebook. I wish for my room back. I wish for a lot of cupcakes. Oh, that's always a wish of mine, too. I'm covered with the cookie department, but, oh, nothing beats a good cupcake, I must tell you. Daisy ends the letter. Thank you, Santa. Oh, thanks for writing in, Daisy. Our next one is from Maxana Moon. Dear Santa, can I please have a Lobobo friend for Venus? And a big Nido. And if you have time, a stuffed sloth with some wings of fire plushies. And an iPhone 15. But really, I just want my family. Oh, well, that's very sweet, Maxana. A P.S., a real iPhone 15. And a Coca-Cola real Lobobo. And a necklace with a rain wing mood pennant. Oh, well, thank you for writing in, Maxana. Have a Merry Christmas. Next up is from Emily, who is 9 years old. Dear Santa, I really want a dog plushie of my dog Herbert because he passed away. Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that, but we'll see if we can get a plushie of Herbert. As long as you have Herbert in your heart, he'll always be with you. Another thing I need is more paint for my painting skill. Oh, yes, you gotta work up those skills, and practice makes perfect. But if you're painting something that you want, well, there's no right or wrong way to do it. Emily also says, a thing I want is a picture of Herbert's paw. A thing I need is some socks. A thing I want is a guinea pig baby set. And just take care of a toy guinea pig. Another thing I want is a picture of Herbert. Well, sounds like Herbert is on your mind a lot, and I wish you a very Merry Christmas. And we'll see if we can get a toy guinea pig set. Kyla writes in, who's 9 years old. Dear Santa, I would like an army of laboo-boos to take over the kids and some baby stuff. Thank you, Kyla, 9 years old. Okay, we'll see about that. Oh, you're silly. Brynn is 9 years old. Dear Santa, may I please have some makeup? Well, talk to the elves up at the North Pole in the girls' department and see, Brynn, if we can get you some makeup. Oh, Merry Christmas. But remember, you're beautiful with or without makeup. This one's from Hannah, who's 9 years old. Dear Santa, can I have for Christmas some Wings of Fire books? Because I have none. Oh, well, we'll see if we can do that. A cat toy, a VR headset, a Wings of Fire toys, plushies, and a Labubu. But I would be really grateful with my family instead. Although that is a fantastic way to celebrate Christmas, always have your family in your heart, and you'll always have happiness. Thank you, Hannah, for writing him. And for our last letter today is from Judith and Oreo the guinea pig. Age 9, and Oreo is 2. She makes a note here on the bottom of the letter. Judith says, "Dear Santa, Oreo would like a bag of treats, a guinea pig friend, and edible treat balls." Well, that's very nice of you to think about your guinea pig pet first before you think of yourself. That's very, very Christmas-like, always thinking of giving to others. I would like $7 billion. Okay, well, now we're getting somewhere. Take care of the guinea pig with some treats. Save the $7 billion for Judith. And a new basketball, lots of friends, and school supplies, and the Samsung Galaxy phone, Squishmallows, candy, and a whole army of guinea pigs. Oh, and bunnies, also snakes. Whoa, Judith. Oh, Merry Christmas, Judith, and have a fantastic holiday. Thank you so much for writing in, boys and girls, and we'll have more of these letters from Toji's substation and from School Street Elementary and all the other letters that came into the North Pole Post Office. We'll have more letters tomorrow, but next I'll have a story to tell. So stay tuned. B107.5.
Happy holidays from all of us at Toji Substation. We serve all of your homemade favorites on our fresh Italian bread and rolls.
And a great pizza, too.
Toji Substation, more than 50 years of great food, fast service, and family fun.
And this is the official location of Santa's mailbox.
Bring your letter to Santa, put it in our special mailbox, and listen for your letter on WESB. And while you're here, enjoy a delicious meal.
And have some fun in our game area.
Toji Substation at 402 East Main Street.
Happy holidays from Toji Substation.
Ho, ho, ho! Boys and girls, it's time for today's Santa story. So gather around the fireplace, or the speaker, ho, 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 and listen to today's tale from the North Pole. Today's story, The Big Reindeer Breakfast. Ho, ho, ho. One morning, one of my elf helpers, Jingleberry, came rushing into my office with the most worried look on his face. "Santa," he cried, "we have a problem. The reindeer won't eat their breakfast." Well, I put down my cookie, chocolate chip, my favorite, and hurried out to the reindeer barn. And sure enough, there were Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen, and yes, even Rudolph, all just standing around their feeding troughs with their noses in the air. "What's the matter, my friends?" I asked. Rudolph's nose flickered like a little red flash bulb, and he whispered, "Santa, we're tired of the same old oats every single day. We want something special." Now, I had to think fast. Christmas Eve was coming, and I needed my reindeer strong and ready to fly. So I called over my cooking elves, Sugar Plum and Peppermint Pete, and we got to work. We mixed the oats with crunchy carrots, sweet apples, and just a sprinkle of magic snowflakes from the North Pole. When we brought it out, you should have seen those reindeer. Oh, their eyes lit up brighter than Christmas lights. Dasher took the first bite and smiled so wide. Soon, all the reindeer were munching happily, and Rudolph's nose glowed so bright with joy that it lit up the whole barn. Ho, ho, ho. And that's when I learned something very important. Even reindeer like a little variety in their lives, just like you might get tired of eating the same thing every day. So, tonight, when you sit down to dinner, remember to say thank you for the delicious food you have, and maybe, just maybe, my reindeer will be thinking of you while they munch their special North Pole breakfast. Until next time, this is Santa saying be good, be kind, and always remember, Christmas magic is everywhere.
T
tune in next time to Santa's Mailbag. Remember to put your letter into the magic mailbox at Toji Substation.
Toji Substation is great.
You can fill out your letter there and do a fun coloring page.
Or you can bring your own letter and drop it in that mailbox.
Yeah, and then we'll read it on the radio.
You can even write a letter online at WESB.com. And you can listen to more of our shows. See you next time. Bye.
Bye. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.